Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and it's kind of a different routine for me this morning because usually I have a studio filled with guests. And today we have a unique opportunity to meet with some folks who will be coming to Phoenix in a couple of weeks. And they're not here, but we're doing this via live streaming in addition to using our wonderful Skype. I want to introduce you to two fantastic people who are going to be bringing us Co-ops Think 18. Amanda Atchison, Director of Marketing and Brand Strategy with Co-op Financial Services. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Thrilled. I can't wait to learn more about the organization and really this incredible opportunity for credit unions and business owners and why the Valley of the Sun. But before we jump into that, let's introduce Bobby Rebel. I hope I said that right, Bobby.
You did. Yay! You did.
Certified financial planner and host of the Financial Grown Up podcast. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here as well.
I'm going to be at the event broadcasting live. I'm excited about that opportunity. And I know you guys are expecting just an incredible group of participants as well as vendors and speakers. So let's back up. And Amanda, if you could please tell us maybe just a little overview about the Think Conference.
Sure. So the Think Conference, we're actually in our 10th year of offering it. And it was really founded by our Chief Marketing and Experience Officer, Samantha Paxton. She founded it 10 years ago, really with the mission of reinventing the credit union conference, which was traditionally really kind of our shareholders meeting with a few keynote speakers and really didn't really go very far outside of what the credit union industry really offered. So what she did when she founded the Think Conference was she brought an outside perspective. So we've had speakers like Tony Hawk come and speak to the credit union audience and Steve Wozniak and some amazing outside speakers that really bring in outside perspectives to really help credit unions to reshape the way that they think about their credit union and really their strategy moving forward, especially in today's continually evolving market with digital continuing to be really a catalyst for change in our industry.
Fascinating to me. And I've already seen the lineup of speakers for this year's event. I know Michael Phelps will be one of the keynotes, right?
Yes, Michael Phelps is coming this year. So, I'm really excited.
Oh my gosh. So credit unions, right? I think of, I don't know, stodgy, brick and mortar, very old school. But what you're saying is that is not the case.
No, it is not. Credit unions have really, over the last 10 or so years, as digital and mobile and the iPhone and everything has really transformed the way that we all transact and the way our relationship is with our bank or our credit union that we do all of our transacting with. It's really caused credit unions, just as banks have done the same thing, to really shift the way that they do business and really take on that digital mindset and really offer the digital experience that the banks are offering. And it's really caused us to have to really quickly transform from that what you just described, the stodgy, the brick and mortar, to really what the future of banking is. So with Co-op and the time that I've been at Co-op for almost that entire period of time where that change has really started, it's been really, really cool to see the industry really transform to where it is today. And that's really what Think is all about. It's really about how as the planning team for Think, we look at as we're planning for the entire year leading up to the conference, you know, what are the challenges that our credit unions are facing today, and how can we help bring in outside perspectives from someone like Michael Phelps, who will be talking about the mindset of excellence and what it has taken him to be one of the top athletes in the world and really taking that outside mindset to help transform their business.
And just to echo, Karen, what Amanda is saying, I think it's important to talk about the speaker lineup because it's always been incredible. And it shows that they do start working on this a full year in advance, that they do manage to keep bringing in compelling names. I don't want to make comparisons, but this year, I mean, for example, in addition to Michael Phelps, there's a man called Jerome Lanier, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. So I've been doing my homework because I'm going to be, moderating panels and doing various things with the conference, which we can talk about later. But I was listening to his TED Talk, which is basically going completely viral. And it talks about how we need to remake the internet and these ideas that seem very out of the box right now, but yet then he'll compare them to an idea that seemed ridiculous maybe a decade ago, and it's the norm now. So having those future-oriented and future perspectives presented in this context really sets the conference apart. And I find myself, wanting to take notes on everything. And what's interesting is nobody really wants to leave the room. As beautiful as the resort is, and I know people, we do have a charity golf tournament, but people are going to be focused and physically and mentally present at this conference because of the compelling content that they're going to be getting.
And I've never attended a credit union conference before, but I've attended plenty of conferences for, industry specific. This is really out of the box thinking and has always been that way when Samantha created it, 10 years ago? Is that right, Amanda? And it's always been, let's bring in thought leaders and folks who can teach us outside of the credit union industry. In addition to, I know that you'll have some folks who are within the industry as well, but do you find that over the years you've had a lot of people who continue to come back time and time again to this conference because it's so mind-blowing?
Definitely. We've definitely created a brand for the industry with Think. It's really become more than just the conference. And I think part of that, I mean, it all began with the conference, but I think we've really created these raving fans that come back every year and that tell their friends and their colleagues about it. And I think the conference has made a big difference and really started at the right time when this catalyst for change really began and where credit unions really did need to start thinking outside the box and where the business as usual wasn't going to cut it anymore when technology began to really shift so quickly and began to really affect our market. So definitely, I think we've got a lot of our clients and attendees that have been to almost everything and they're proud of it. It's really cool to see the difference and that it's made for some of these clients of ours. So,
and I think Amanda makes a really good point about technology because that's not a new topic for this conference, but it is something that they are always pushing a step ahead. So it's not just technology, it's technology, but combined with other things. So it's never digital only. It's never just, let's talk about AI or machine learning. It's why are we talking about it? And what does this specifically mean? So you have the speakers in the big room that are giving, these big ideas, but then we have these breakout sessions, which is really unique. And we could talk about a little bit more later, but there are different levels, different interests and different perspectives on these topics in a much more granular and micro way, and really taking a deep dive into how it applies in a specific way to the credit unions.
Love it. So let's do a walkthrough of what it's how many days again? It's 4 days. Am I right?
Well, it kicks off on Monday with our opening reception and then, but really 3 full days of content. So.
And so as a participant, I'm coming, I'm a participant. Walk me through how I'm preparing. Am I choosing different breakouts ahead of time and Give us a little bird's eye view as to what that would look like for someone maybe new to Think.
Right. So I'd say when you come into Think, especially if you're new to it, it's going to be a lot to absorb, but we really try and make it easy for you to really navigate your experience for the week and really make it your own based on what you're looking to accomplish. So like Bobby mentioned, we'll have these daily breakout sessions that we're calling the power sprints. And we will have the ability for you to really pick and choose your journey as you'd like for it to unfold. So We have a really great conference app. So that's a really great way where you can really stay on top of the agenda and what's happening. And you can actually build your own agenda within the app, which is a new feature we're offering this year that we're excited about. So that's a great way to really navigate the conference as a new attendee. Definitely recommend downloading that app and using it. Our hosts, so we'll have Bobby helping with some of the hosting duties and also Gene Chatsky, who will be our conference host and who we're really excited about having back as well. Her and Bobby were our two hosts at Think last year. So it's really cool that we have them both back. And so we'll be, you know, helping attendees along the way throughout, their duties as for the conference as well. So,
oh my gosh, so much fun. I'm getting this visual. You're expecting about how many people?
So I just got off of our check-in call, our weekly planning call. That's turning into almost a daily call because we have so many details we're ironing out at this point, but we are at a little over 700 right now. So yeah. And usually we get about 50 to 100 more the week before. So we'll have some late additions probably coming in. So our goal is 800. So we are hoping we can get there.
Well, and the location that you've all selected is gorgeous. Amanda, have you been to Arizona before?
So I've flown through the airport many times, but I've never actually been to Arizona and stayed. So I'm really excited about that.
And Bobby and I, before you joined us, she was mentioning that she isn't familiar with Arizona either. So Sheridan Wild Horse Pass is maybe 15, 20 minutes from the studio, but it's only about 3 minutes from my home.
Oh,
so perfect.
It's in the East Valley, and it's one of our most gorgeous resorts. You've picked a great location, easy access from the airport as well as I-10. And that alone, I think you're going to have a great draw for not only, you know, your local credit union participants, but everybody who's coming in, flying in from it, because you really do draw a national audience for this, don't you?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about Bobby's role beyond the host. You also mentioned that you're going to be facilitating the panel discussions. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, actually. So every day there's two different panels, which, as Amanda mentioned, they're part of the Power Sprint. So there'll be four different options of where people can go, one of which is going to be these chats. And there's different themes and people can dip in and dip out of what is the best thing for them. They don't have to necessarily stay in one place. And I believe Gene will be doing the fireside chats and then co-op people will be handling the other things. On Tuesday, we'll be talking about the credit union revolution. The first panel will be on open banking, a new model for innovation. And then the second one is going to be talking about purpose-driven in the digital age. And that's really going to do with charitable causes and how you be socially, how credit unions can and should be and are being socially responsible. So that's one that I am very excited about in particular. Wednesday, we're going to do, the theme is going to be advancing the credit union through AI, which is fascinating. I'm excited to learn from our panelists because I just don't even know where this is going at this point. I mean, it's the Wild West and it's going to be interesting how we make that into something that is specific and part of business, not just conceptual, because there's so much potential there. So I want to hear that myself. So the first panel is going to be driven by data, making your analytics strategy fly. And the second one is going to be the future of AI and machine learning is now. And again, I need to hear this myself. And then Thursday, we've got the accelerating payment challenge, which is also fascinating because the payment space is really evolving. And it's a lot more than credit cards, as you know. There's so much going on with audio and different, I don't know what the right term is, biologic. I don't know, but you get it. There's just, who knows what's going to happen with that. And especially security, which is the first panel, nothing to fear, security as a driver of growth. And then the second panel is collaborating to innovate, building strength in numbers. So those are my primary duties, but I'm also doing a bunch of other also really fun things. I will be at, we have an influencer kickoff, which is happening on Monday with a number of my friends, Erin Lowry, who is the author of the Broke Millennial book. And she also has Broke Millennial, it's her website. She's going to be coming out. And Tanya Rapley, who moderated it last year, is also, I believe, coming out. And then we've got Brandon McAdam, who is from Coastal FCU, and then Carrie Wilfong, who is the CFO of Co-op. That's going to be a great event. And then I will also be around at a bunch of different breakfasts and stuff, mingling and getting to know people and sharing some insights. Oh, I'll be busy, Karen.
You both will be busy. Yes. I'll be just sitting at my little booth on that one day. I do have a media pass all 3 days. And as we're chatting, I'm thinking I need to get on my calendar and start clearing things off so I can be there for the
You first, should. For the I think yeah. your stories will be written for months to come. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much content. I will tell you, I mean, even things that I'm not actively participating in, I will be at because you learn so much and it's so fascinating hearing different perspectives. I mean, Amanda was talking about Michael Phelps and, you know, you think at first, wait, what's he doing at this kind of conference? But then when you hear about it, you're like, wow, this makes a lot of sense. I need to be there.
Well, and here's the other thing. So I think I already know the answer to this, but to correct me if I'm wrong or expand upon it. So I run my own business. It's a radio studio. It's B2B radio. We've been talking about this Think conference that's really around credit unions, but are all of your guests and attendees in the credit union industry? Or do you find that other people are flocking because of the breadth of knowledge that your panelists and your speakers are sharing?
So right now it is really for the credit union industry. We do have obviously some of our sponsors and some of our business partners like MasterCard and Visa and some brands that you might be aware of. And, you know, so all of the sponsors that come would be, you know, outside of the industry, but tied to the industry as well, of course. But, you know, it is something we've thought about, you know, potentially bringing this beyond credit unions at some point in time. Yeah. I'm seeing how it's grown.
For credit unions.
Yeah. I know.
I know. It's fascinating. I'm blown away and I'm just getting a visual. And I know when that happens for me, when I actually get there and it's even so much richer and so much more rewarding and exciting. I'm excited to be a part of it. Bobby, let me go back to you and speak from a perspective as a certified financial planner. How do you think this experience helps consumers and really institutions further develop their skill set?
Well, I think it's important to be intentional with your spending, no matter what perspective you're coming from. And so the biggest obstacle generally is just that we are often so busy and it's really rewarding to take a few days, kind of pause, hit the pause button on the rest of your life and think intentionally about the decisions you're making, both for your business, you're in the co-op industry. And also while you're there, think about how different things apply to your own life and your own financial decision-making. Because I find if I take the time to do something, like make sure as many bills as possible are automated, or make sure that I catch something every time, Karen, every time. I don't know how it happens. I'm a financial expert. You go through your bills and there's some recurring charge that you didn't catch. Even recently, I had my son was doing a math tutoring program, I think over the summer, and he isn't using it anymore. They're hitting us with a charge every month and I need to either get him on it again or get rid of the charge. So I think the idea of taking a moment away from your everyday busy lives, running your co-ops in many cases, running your credit unions, to focus and being intentional about your business decisions and about your personal financial decisions. And that's the best thing you can do for your finances.
So it's a blend. I might be going there professionally as part of the industry, but also I'm going to have this opportunity to reflect from a consumer perspective as well.
Right. You find yourself reflecting back to your own life and the way that you approach different things. And I think that's really valuable.
Yeah. Love it. Tell me, either one of you, about the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and the affiliation there as it relates to the conference.
Sure. So I could take that one. So Co-op, we've been a really proud sponsor of the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for several years. Credit unions are actually a large supporter of CMNH. The credit union industry as a whole has established credit unions for kids, which is one of the top donors to CMNH. So Co-op established what we call the Co-op Miracle Match Program. And that has every year $1 million in matching funds that we donate to CMNH, and that's done through credit unions that apply for events that they're putting on themselves. We then match those funds that they raise. So they're able to take their efforts and really take those further by adding in the matching funds. So $1 million annually that we donate through that program. And we also do at Think every year some sort of fundraising aspect. And this year we have an exciting initiative that we're doing that was actually started by our CMXO, Samantha Paxson. So she's somebody who has to travel a lot for her job, and she's not the best flyer. She even after all these years, she still doesn't love flying. So she always likes to have the window shade up. And so she had been posting on social media photos from flying where someone, her seatmate next to her, might have kept the shade closed. So she started, some of her friends started taking selfies and having the window shade up and saying "shades up for Sam." So what that turned into was this idea she had to turn it into "shades up for kids." So now, between now and Think, if you're traveling there, which Bobby, I know you'll be getting on a plane.
I will be doing it. Yes. I will definitely be doing "shades up for kids" and getting my $10. But go on, you explain.
Yeah. So when you take a selfie with your window shade up on the plane and tag hashtag shades up for kids, we will donate $10 to Children's Miracle Network hospitals on your behalf. And so that's going to be going on now through Think. So anyone who's traveling to Think can do that and help add to the cause. So that's kind of a fun thing that we've added this year. That's really caught on. We've seen, I think, yeah, my LinkedIn and Twitter is filled with these selfies. So it's kind of fun.
And you can do it on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn.
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Shades Up for Kids. That's the hashtag. And $10 coming from co-op towards, yes, the Children's Miracle Network as a result. Wow.
Yeah.
What fun. And what a great way to model this social entrepreneur, really conscious capitalism, everybody moving in the direction of business, doing good business, and also helping people along the way.
Yeah. And the credit union ethos, for lack of a better word, is people helping people. So it all ties together.
Good. So that reminds me that I meant to ask this earlier. We mentioned it, but I really want to focus on it for a moment. The theme for this Think is the race to excellence. No surprise that Michael Phelps, of course, would be one of the speakers. And then you mentioned some of the breakouts with these fun names. Tell me a little bit more about the theme, if there's anything else that we haven't uncovered.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, you know, we've been really planning Think ever since Think 17 ended last year. And last year, our theme was on digital transformation. It was really all about how credit unions, how we as an industry need to digitally transform in order to compete and stay relevant today. And when we went into planning for Think 18, it was kind of clear like that's still going to be really evident and relevant to our industry and to our attendees. So how do we take that to the next level? So that's really where the race to excellence was born. So really it's all about how consumer expectations and technology are changing faster than ever before. So how can credit unions keep up with those expectations and deliver that excellent experience that members and consumers out there are really expecting from them? So that's really what we're going to unpack throughout the week. And we've really kind of, with the theme in mind, you know, really created a roadmap to get there throughout the week that we'll really be unpacking. So starting out on Tuesday morning, we'll be really defining the race to excellence and what that means. And then we'll be getting into the credit union revolution. And that's really about what we have ahead of us and what, you know, what all of the many assets that credit unions have and from a legacy standpoint and how we can take that to this next digital level. And then on Wednesday, we'll be talking about the art of digital transformation in the platform age and what it really means to be thinking from a platform standpoint and be thinking as an ecosystem when you're delivering so many different and on so many different channels and to your members. So you've got your cards, you've got your mobile phones that you can now pay with. And we even have wearable payments that we've enabled through Co-op now on Fitbit and Garmin Pay. So this whole Internet of Things out there that needs to be connected. And then the next part of that will really get into the advancing credit unions through AI that Bobby spoke to. And so really excited about what the future of AI and machine learning really has on our industry and some of the things that Co-op is doing to enable that for credit unions that we'll be talking about that day. And then on Thursday, we'll be bringing it all back together with the accelerating payments challenge. So with all of this that we've learned all week, you know, what does this mean for security and taking all of those payments channels and really boiling it all down and what does that future of payments look like when we're seeing new payments options almost every month? The industry is just changing and evolving faster than ever before. So then we'll be ending the conference on a little bit of a lighter note. So we're calling the last portion unlocking the human capital. So all of this, these big ideas that we'll be talking about throughout the week, these huge strategies like AI and like payments and the future of payments, everything that we all need to do as an industry within Co-op, within your credit union, really none of that can take place and really be successful in this race to excellence without the human capital piece of it and the culture shift that inevitably must happen when you're undergoing such a massive change that credit unions and that really any legacy organization is going through it with digital transformation. So we'll be talking about that, and we'll even have Tamara Levitt, who's the chief content officer from Calm, which is a meditation and mindfulness app. So she'll be leading us through a live meditation on site. So I'm excited about that piece. I think it's something in business today that I think over my career, especially over the last several years when things have really just picked up in pace, you know, having taking that time to reflect and to really have a moment and stop for a few minutes is just so important. So it's kind of ironic, you know, we're on this race, but we also have to pause and take time for ourselves. So that's kind of how we're going to be really getting towards the end of the conference, really reflecting back on the humanity side of digital transformation. So it's really exciting. I think we're really excited about the way it's really shaped up, and the entire experience is going to be awesome. So
it sounds phenomenal. And I love that it has come full circle the way you've described from the opening event to the closing and all the technology in between. If we're not taking care of ourselves first and taking care of our employees and our team, you know, the collective, we are not in a position to continue on with the legacy and the business at hand. So it sounds like you guys have thought of everything.
Yes, we've tried.
Yeah, well, clearly.
And Karen, just to pick up on the idea of what is different at this conference, because I do go to quite a few conferences, is that many conferences you're there, and while you're there, you feel like you're getting a lot of information, but then you leave and it sort of disappears and you go back to your normal everyday life. I feel that when people leave this conference, they're leaving with a different perspective that they do really carry on, because as you say, they really do put it all together at the end and give you this holistic perspective on everything that they've learned. And with these, you know, the breakout sessions where you have the four levels, which we actually didn't go through, you have the foundations, which is introductory level content. So if someone is new to the conference, that's a great place to start. There's also the lab, which is sort of the opposite, where that's the deep dive into it. And then where I'm going to be, the chat room, where if you want to have a more interactive experience and talk to the experts directly, get an opportunity to ask questions, that's a good place. And of course, the fireside chat with Gene Chasky, where you'll see great one-on-one conversations. I mean, people leave with a very specific new perspective and different ideas and different ways to approach the business that they left to come to the conference. And so it's not just about the 3 days that they are there. It's about the full year of getting the value going forward.
It's really important to share that because like you, I've been to plenty of conferences, either as a speaker or vendor or just a participant. And I'm all in it to win it, to tag onto your language as far as the theme for this year. And then life happens. I hop on that plane or I drive across town and that enthusiasm sometimes begins to fade. Either something happens at home or I'm back to work Monday with a crunch or an issue or even just regular business at hand. And Think really co-op, you guys have put this in such a manner in a way that it sounds like your participants are able to reflect, build upon, and have a plan of action moving forward as people leave and take everything that they've learned with them ready to use it.
Right. And really the way that we like to look at that is we try to give them really actionable strategies that they can take home. And so that's really the way that we've built the conference. And we do also carry this on throughout the year. So we'll be having some regional events that will take place in different parts of the country later this summer and into the fall where they can continue the journey. And we offer webinars and more thought leadership throughout the year that can really continue this. And so it's not, you know, when the conference ends, it's not all over for us either. You know, we want to help continue the conversation and continue to really be there for them throughout their journey. So
the word that keeps coming to mind is brilliant. I don't throw that word around lightly. I keep hearing like this is just masterfully and brilliantly planned and clearly executed. You've got the momentum behind you and definitely are paving the way on behalf of the credit union future, as well as bringing that legacy with you. So congratulations. It sounds like an amazing conference.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you there. Really excited.
Bobby, you as yes. Well. I'm thrilled to hear your role and I know you'll be very busy, but I know that some time for us to continue the conversation as well.
Yes, looking forward to it.
As we round out our show today, is there anything that I hadn't thought to ask or anything else you'd like to mention for our listeners? I want to, one, ask, of course, where they can still register and learn more. Amanda, if you can start with that. And then anything either of you want to end with for a closing note.
Yeah, well, you can visit our website at www.co-op.think.org. So that's where you can find all of the information. And I can't think of anything else. I think we covered it all. I'm just really excited to get to Arizona for the first time and to see the resort and the Wild Horse Pass. I'm just so excited to be there in the warm sun. So
although it sounds excited. Like as busy as you're gonna be. So warm sun, pack that sunscreen and that bathing suit.
Yes.
And there's a golf charity tournament. Did we mention that? So make sure to sign up for that if you're a golfer.
Very good.
Yes.
And
yes.
Pack layers too, because when you get in the buildings with that AC, I don't know, yeah, it gets cold. So bring sweaters. It's going to seem kind of strange getting off the airplane in what our 97 degree weather. And you'll be like, why do I need a sweater? But you'll get in that AC and you're going to want it. And what day is
good advice.
What day is the golf
good
tournament?
Tip. There's actually the golf tournament is on Monday at 12:30, I believe it begins. So that'll be benefiting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And we'll also have some tea times on Friday for anybody that missed it on Monday.
Good. And Bobby, anything else besides the golf tournament that you'd like to offer up as we close?
I think it's important that people talk to each other because we have amazing speakers, but we also have incredible attendees who have a wealth of knowledge. So it's important to, when you sit down, talk to the person that you're sitting next to. If you don't know them, if you know them, get to know them a little bit better because the peer group is incredible and a wonderful resource.
Excellent high note to end on. I know for me, anytime I've either been on a plane headed somewhere or been in a conference or some sort of workshop, not only do I learn a lot, but the people that I meet, if I've extended myself a little bit outside of my comfort zone and willing to have those connections, have become some of my greatest friends and business advocates and or partners and collaborators.
True.
Yeah, love
right.
it. I'm thrilled to have had a chance to speak to both of you. I look forward to seeing you very, very soon. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio. I've had Amanda with Co-op Financial Services on today and Bobby the certified financial planner and host of Financial Grown Up Podcast. Looking forward to meeting you in person. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right. We lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.